All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, I've taken a little break here, but the hot stove in Major League Baseball has definitely heated up. We've seen the new general manager of the New York Mets and Brody Van Wagenen continue his aggressive nature. You look at the Mets bringing back relief pitcher Jeris Familia, as well as acquiring catcher Wilson Ramos, and that's going to be big because the Mets, they need a presence behind their plate to work with their pitching staff. And then you bring in a guy like Familia. He knows how to close, but he's going to be a setup man this year, at least at the beginning, to Edwin Diaz. But you can never have enough quality arms in your rotation when you're making a postseason push. We saw the Houston Astros acquire outfielder Michael Brantley in a low-risk, high-reward move because this is a situation. Brantley is good when he's healthy. But the thing is, you figure if you're the Astros, you didn't have to give him a big contract. This guy can come in. He's a veteran player, and he knows how to get it done. And now you bring him into the fold, and it just adds more depth to your outfield. We saw Andrew Miller, the fine relief pitcher, join the St. Louis Cardinals on a two-year deal for $25 million. The only thing is, how much mileage does Miller really have on that arm? That's going to be the big thing. Veteran infielder Daniel Murphy joined the Colorado Rockies on a two-year deal for $24 million. And I tell you, a lot of people were thinking that the Yankees should have signed Daniel Murphy. I think Daniel Murphy's going to fit in very well out there at Coors Field. You're looking at a ballpark that has big gaps, and I think Murphy is going to exploit those, especially in right center. And I think, you know, he's going to be up there as far as the NL leaders go this season for doubles and possibly in triples. Veteran shortstop Troy Tulowitzki is joining the New York Yankees on a one-year deal for the veteran minimum. And this is another one of those low-risk, high-reward moves here because Tulo, when he's on, he's on. And granted, he's not going to be the player that he once was earlier in his career. But if you're the Yankees, this adds more depth for you and your infield while getting you another quality bat for your lineup. So a big trade between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds, as the Dodgers sent outfielder Matt Kemp, outfielder Yasiel Puig, and starting pitcher Alex Wood among some of the key players in this deal to the Cincinnati Reds. And this was all about the Dodgers opening up some salary space there and getting themselves some salary relief, maybe, just maybe, to go out there and make a push at Bryce Harper. Aside from, you know, bringing in Tulowitzki, the Yankees also signed relief pitcher Zach Britton, and this is important because the Yankees need to keep that depth in their bullpen. We've seen it over the past few years. The strength of this Yankees team has been their bullpen, especially trying to keep up with the Joneses in the American League East, a la the Boston Red Sox. And speaking of that, the Yankees have also brought back starting pitcher J.A. Happ, and that's important because the Yankees, you know, Happ was a solid guy for them coming down the stretch, did not have the impact in the postseason that the Yankees were expecting him to have, but it's a situation, you know what, another veteran lefty that you can throw out there, especially with a lineup like the Boston Red Sox that is so deep with lefty pitchers. One move that's going to go under the radar, and that's catcher Jonathan Lucroy joining the Los Angeles Angels. The Angels are really trying to, you know, become relevant again in that American League West, and you need a veteran catcher behind the plate to work with the pitching staff. The Angels, they've signed several pitchers this offseason, Matt Harvey being one of them. So you need a veteran catcher behind that plate to really, you know, shore things up for your rotation. And the reason why, or a big reason why the Yankees went after Zach Britton, They lost relief pitcher David Robertson to the Philadelphia Phillies, and it's a 2-year deal for $23 million. And Robertson's a guy. He can be a setup guy, but he can also be a closer. And the Phillies feel that they were close last year, and they feel that they can take that next step and be a playoff team in 2019. And if you are going to do that, you need to shore up your bullpen, because you need guys down there that aren't afraid to come in tight situations and get the job done. Now, of course, we still have yet to see Corey Kluber be traded. I think when it's all said and done, I think he ends up with the Dodgers. It's just going to be a matter of how much are the Dodgers willing to give up to the Cleveland Indians. JT Realmuto, the fine catcher from the Miami Marlins, his name has been thrown out there, but I don't see Derek Jeter being overly aggressive as far as trading him, since he is still on the contract for a few years. And then you look at some of the free agents like Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, and Dallas Keuchel. These guys are still out there, and I'm not surprised for it, because they got to be patient, and they've got to let the trade market and the lower tier free agent market get done first, because guys are going to guys. When I say guys, MLB front offices, they're going to go out there right now. They're in a, you know, cash, you know, they're not in a cash purging move or cash spending move like they were in years past. And it's a situation where it's all about trying to get more bang for your buck. And of course, Harper and Machado, they want big contracts. They're in the prime of their careers, respectively, and they just got to wait this out right now, unfortunately. I still say, when it's all said and done, Bryce Harper is either going to be with the Dodgers or the Nationals. The Nationals have recently upped their offer to Bryce Harper, so will it be enough to retain his services in the nation's capital? We'll have to wait and see. The Yankees have been in discussion with Manny Machado. He did make a trip to the Philadelphia Phillies as well. But I think when it's all said and done, I think the Yankees do have the inside track on him. And Dallas Keuchel, he's going to have to wait it out, because he's as good as he can be when he's on, he can be just as bad when he's off. So he just has to, you know, get a feel of what this market is doing right now. And again, he's got to sit back and be patient, because more and more you're going to see teams try to see what they can get via the trade first. So with January here, there's still plenty to be solved. It doesn't seem like it, but pitchers and catchers will be reporting very, very soon. So it'll be interesting to see who's going to get what done as far as making the big moves to get the likes of Harper and Machado, as well as Keuchel, signed. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with a tax deadline several months away, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.